Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
How many abortion survivors do you know? Don't answer too quickly. Abortion is the most common medical procedure performed today. More than 3,300 times each day, a mother and her unborn child enter an abortion clinic, and only one of them exits alive. With so many abortions being performed, everyone knows at least one woman who has had an abortion, even if you don't know who she is. You probably also know one or more abortion survivors. Abortion survivors are not just babies born alive after a failed abortion attempt, although certainly these are included in their number. With more than 54 million abortions performed in the United States since 1973, there is hardly a person in the country who hasn't been touched directly or indirectly by the tragedy of abortion. This population, in a sense, also comprises a group of abortion survivors. Researchers Dr. Philip Ney and Marie Peters Ney have done groundbreaking work in this area and have identified 10 categories of abortion survivors. Statistical survivors are people born places where there was a statistically high probability that they would have been aborted. They grow up knowing the odds were stacked against them. Wanted survivors have parents who made a definite decision about whether or not to abort them. They seriously discussed the possibility before deciding they wanted this child. There are sibling survivors, those who are born into families where one or more of their siblings were aborted. Threatened survivors are children whose parents have used abortion as a threat, even if they never seriously considered abortion. They may say horrible things like, "I wish I had aborted you." Disabled survivors are people who, because of developmental defects or health problems, would usually be aborted. They may grow up wondering if their parents would have aborted them had they known about the condition. Chance survivors are children who would have been aborted if the mother had been able to obtain an abortion. For them, someone may have come along at just the right moment and helped their mother through her pregnancy. Ambivalent survivors are children of parents who delayed their abortion decision until it was too late. These children may sense their parents' ambivalence and wonder whether they are really wanted. Twin survivors are children who were left behind when their twin was aborted. Twins are aware of one another in the womb and may deeply feel their loss on a subconscious level. Attempted murder survivors survived an actual abortion attempt. They generally are physically damaged, and they may suffer intense psychological trauma as well. Finally, there are murdered survivors. These are babies who survive the abortion for just a short period of time, who are actually killed by the abortion staff or left alone to die. Abortion survivors are the unrecognized victims of abortion. However, their pain is very real. They may suffer from feelings of anxiety and worthlessness. They often experience survivor guilt. They may lack the ability to trust others or to develop lasting relationships. Although they crave love, they may question the very existence of real love. Saddest of all, many of these abortion survivors may not even know the source of their pain. They may or may not know of their own abortion experience. But even if they do, they may not recognize how it has affected them. We need to think about what it means to grow up in a society that considers the lives of the unborn disposable. An entire generation has grown to maturity, knowing that their very life depended on someone else's choice. What a sad thing for a society to do to its children. We truly need to rebuild a culture of life, a world in which babies are not simply wanted, but one in which they are welcomed joyfully as the precious treasures that they are.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.